Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're in a fight in the studio. Are we in a fight?
Kinda, yeah.
We are trying to support you.
Aaron, can I say
no,
this?
No, we're not.
Aaron.
Take him down.
Aaron, can I say this?
Yes, of course.
I feel supported by you.
Well, thank you.
Tiak, put some gloves on, son. Because, so I'm going through some, I'm trying to make some life changes. And I don't want to be that show that was just like, oh, V, talk about me. But it's called The Slacker Show, so we have to.
We are aware, boss.
No, oh, my God. Okay, but I think there's a lot of people kind of going through the, just, again, I'm basing this on my algorithm. All the stuff I get right now, this time of year, we all are, right? It's like,
yeah, for
supplements,
sure.
Mm-hmm. Antioxidants.
You want to be healthy?
Yes.
It's like all of the end caps at the store, too, are like protein powder. And
100%.
Like yeah.
I almost bought the, do you get the ads for the Create gummy things?
No.
Now I do, I'm sure.
They're like creatine in a gummy. And it's like, when you think of creatine, what do you think of?
Powder.
But what do you think is for?
Muscles.
Yes.
Yeah, like work, yeah, before the gym.
But it's just, creatine's a good, like having that in your body. If you're not a meathead gym rat, it's still a good thing to have in your body. It's still going to help you manage insulin levels.
Oh my gosh, that's going to cure me?
There's seven things.
I'll get jacked.
Yeah.
You guys, people who are listening to the show don't understand. Like, I think you guys, like, you hear us and you don't understand. We were just, while that song was playing, in a flipping fight.
Yeah.
Like a fight.
Uh-huh.
And now we're all trying to be nice to each other. I'm so pissed at Tiak right now. I don't even know what to do. Because I'm trying to confide in him and tell him, like...
It's because I'm telling you what you don't want to hear. I'm telling you the honest truth and you just don't want to hear it. And no one wants to. That's the problem.
I think people are going to be mad at you when I say what you said, too.
I'm not sugarcoating it, no pun intended.
All right, let me do this. Here's the phone number that you texted.
That was a bit much,
it's
okay?
It's funny, but nobody understands why. 303-222-5423. Don't start texting yet. Wait till you hear what's going on, and then you got to tell Tiak that he's wrong, or tell me that I'm wrong. It's fine.
Sure. Either or.
I'm doing really good. Haven't had a drink in like 8 days. Yep.
I looked at the calendar too.
Good. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Really working in the protein, doing a whole bunch of different things for my body.
Do you have an end goal for the drinking, or are you just kind of, you're...
No, I mean, like, I think when there's a football game on, I'll probably have some drinks.
Okay.
But I don't think...
Yeah. Just moderation.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although I think... When we get to what we're about to talk about, I don't know that I know that word. okay. I mean, just because once I start doing something fun. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Do you like roller coasters?
Yeah, I love them.
When you ride a roller coaster, you're like, wow, that was fun. I'm done.
No.
Or you get back on.
We will literally sneak our way back on.
Got it. That's how I treat everything that brings me joy in life.
Oh.
If I'm having relations, like... If you are unlucky enough to find yourself naked with me, buckle up, because if that's fun, we're not going to stop. And if it's a roller coaster, I'm not going to stop. If it's alcohol, I'm not going to stop.
Okay, and if all are combined,
then we're barfing, but we're happy. Okay. So I've been doing really good, eating protein, preparing meals. Here's what's happening to me. With no alcohol, somehow I still crave sugar. And in fact, I crave sugar more. If I'm having a cocktail with dinner, when I'm done and they bring the dessert menu, I'm like, I don't need anything. I'm great.
Okay. See,
I don't need alcohol, or I don't need dessert, ever when I'm drinking, ever.
Because do you think because there's sugar in the alcohol that you're drinking, so you're good?
Local insulin expert Aaron, do you think that's why?
I don't know. I don't know how much sugar is in alcohol.
Does your thing beep, beep, beep?
It depends. Most of the time I do something low sugar cocktail anyways, so. Mm. Sorry.
Bottom line is this. Like last night I had like the most protein rich, started with a veggie starter because like you get fiber in and it'll even push glucose through faster, so you don't even, and I walk right after I eat. Like you just gotta use the glucose right away. I do everything right. I get done with my meal. I'm sitting, I did the walk or whatever. I'm like, I'm great. And then I'm inconsolable. I have to eat sugar. I ate a flippin' pancake with this maple cinnamon syrup that I got at Lulu's Farms. That's so good. I could drink the bottle. It's so good.
So you made a pancake?
No, I had pancakes left over.
I see. Okay.
And so I just warmed a pancake up and just devoured it. And then 20 minutes later, I am asleep. So I'm having a crash. Mm-hmm. Okay. Having said all that, I'm saying this to my supportive friend, T-Hack, and he says, because it's just like after breakfast, I ate my scrambled eggs, boom, I got to have something sweet. Ah.
Okay. So I think we have to pause for a second because sugar is the most addictive thing. So I think there's some sort of withdrawal, okay, whatever.
Yes, I understand. This is why what I was saying to T-Hack and you is I've been reading about microdosing, the thing that everybody else is shooting into their stomach, the semaglutides or whatever, like a GLP-1, Wegovy, Ozempic, whatever. Mm-hmm. You can even orally like microdose
and
it.
By microdosing, is that an appetite suppressant or like what
it's
is?
It's just regulating
the
insulin levels, okay, so you're not craving the sugar.
Oh,
your body just goes like, "Hey man, you're good. We're set. We don't need anything in here." Because my brain just goes, "Where is it? Where is it?" And this is the point, and this is where you're going to text in at 303-222-5423. TX says one sentence that makes me want to poke your effing eyes out.
I want to make sure I say it right. What did I say? I think I said, or you could try discipline.
Yep.
So if you're on Ozempic or Wegovy or Somorolin or any
he's
of them.
He's not talking about that. He's talking about you and your sugar issue. Saying,
or you could try. No, he believes. He's not just saying that to me.
He didn't. I did not get that context.
Right.
I did. I'm speaking on, hey, all you Ozempic people, TAC thinks you lag discipline. That's what I think. 303-222-5423.
I don't disagree. I kind of do because I think you're not establishing the discipline for when you get off the drug unless you never plan to get off the drug, which at that point, I don't know that that's good.
I don't believe in things like that. I don't want to get on anything and stay on it. I don't believe in that.
But you're getting on something to tell your brain that you don't need sugar anymore. But what happens when you get off of that thing? Your brain goes, "Oh, great, we need sugar." Like you're just still back.
That's why I want to microdose it.
Square one.
That's why I want to microdose it.
But you've only given it like 5 days.
Aaron, I haven't given it any days. When it comes to sugar, I haven't given it any days because I can't do it. I get done eating and I'm like, I've got salt on my tongue. And I'm like, oh, I got to balance
that. And the thing is, so you definitely can't cut cold turkey because that's how you're going to like binge later on. You're going to be like, oh, I had a good day.
Cold turkey booze.
That's different. Sugar's different because you're going to go all day eating healthy and then you're going to lose it at night and have a giant bowl of ice cream.
If I had ice cream in my house, I have fought the urge to stop at
you
a
need
little
to,
man
you
on my way home every
You need to start switching out. Try like chocolate covered almonds to...
Try discipline, Aaron. Try discipline. Who's that sound like? Hey, Aaron, try discipline.
I didn't discipline. Say discipline. I have a giant bag of chocolate bars in my desk.
And insulin right next to it.
But I'm coming at you. I'm trying to help because I am the same way. I have the biggest sweet tooth ever. I eat sugar and all that junk all the time. But it's about, it's about the moderation. And I've read too where like Aaron is saying, rather than trying to skirt around it because then eventually you break and then you eat the chocolate bar anyways. If you want a chocolate bar, have one chocolate bar, enjoy the hell out of it, and then be done.
But then why am I crashing afterward? Because I think that my body's using it wrong, and I'm just like spiking and then like going,
about.
Bam! I'm like
I want to give you one of my CGMs, my continuous glucose monitors.
The thing you
poke
in your arm? No.
I want to track your blood sugars.
All right, so once again, T-Yak doesn't like anybody on Ozempic. He thinks you like it. This is the only way I can win an argument, Aaron, and whose name's on the show.
You got me there.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.